Eric Snodgrass, science fellow and principal atmospheric scientist with Nutrient Ag Solutions, provides an update on what's ahead across the globe for cotton-producing countries and how El Nino may impact production.
We still need to be looking outside of the cotton belts down to South America. They grow a lot of cotton in Bahia, which is kind of in the north, central, northeastern part of Brazil. Majority of it's grown in Mato Grosso, which is north central. They're doing fine on their planting of soybeans, which means they're probably going to get a safrinha cotton crop put in at a decent time. But Bahia, which is probably responsible for about maybe 20% of the total crop, they're behind on soybeans and very, very dry. And so unless that changes, that might just mix up some of the acreage, and they may prefer to go to corn over cotton, given the risk. I don't know, but something to think about. And then, you know, internationally, this El Nino is going to cause drought risk in Australia. They grow a lot of cotton, so we got to keep an eye on them. And then it'll be interesting to see how we finish this upcoming winter to see what next spring would hold for India and China. I mean, the two biggest cotton producers, and to see if they end up having a more aggressive Indian monsoon next year and how much rain we can get into the interior of China, all things that still need to be watched. So yes, I think that it's not only a national, but an international picture to keep watching. But right now it's going to be us going through winter and South America going through their next crop, and then keeping an eye on Australia enduring some major drought issues.